This day in history for September 7th. In 1936, FDR officially opened the massive Boulder Dam.
In the name of the people of the United States, to whom you, Boulder Dam, are a symbol of greater things in the future, and in the honored presence of guests from many nations, I call you to life.
At the touch of the president's hand, an electrical impulse starts the governor of the first turbine to produce power at Boulder Dam. The huge outlets, six on the Arizona side and six on the Nevada side, spout man-made Niagaras meeting in midstream, a symphony of power.
It was, of course, later renamed the Hoover Dam after former President Herbert Hoover. Some fun facts, an entire city, Boulder City, Nevada, was created to construct the dam, more than 5,000 workers. 30 years later, Boulder City was incorporated. Contrary to popular myth, no workers were buried alive in the dam's concrete as it was poured. At the time, it was the tallest dam on Earth, 726 feet high. On this day in 1968, a group you've probably heard of made their live debut in front of 1,200 students at the Egard School in Gladsaxe, Denmark. Can you guess who it is? John Bonham, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, Led Zeppelin. Three of them are still alive and kicking. Bonham died a long time ago, too young, at age 32 in 1980. But guess what? Led Zeppelin is scheduled to tour next year. All three guys plus a drummer named Zippy. It kicks off in April in Wheaton, Maryland. On September 7th, 1976, a court found George Harrison guilty of subconsciously plagiarizing He's So Fine by the Chiffons for his song, My Sweet Lord. You be the judge.
He's so fine.
And that is This Day in History for September 7th.